Suppose a stranger knocks on your door and says she's taking a poll about tax law compliance. She asks you whether you've cheated on your taxes. Suppose, for the sake of argument, that you have. You'll probably say no, especially if you have any suspicion that this poll taker actually works for the IRS. But suppose the poll is legitimate. The pollsters don't care about your taxes in particular. They actually want to find out what percentage of people cheat on their taxes. You, as a citizen, see value in finding this out, but you don't want your privacy compromised. A solution is this. The poll taker gives you a spinner, like the ones that come with children's board games. The circle on the spinner is divided into four equal parts. One of the parts is marked yes, the other three parts are marked no. The poll taker asks, "Have you ever cheated on your taxes?" "Don't tell me the answer," she says. "Spin the spinner where I can't see it, and just tell me whether the answer is right or wrong for you." From your answer, right or wrong, the poll taker cannot find out whether you personally cheated, but your answer, along with many others, allows her to calculate what percentage of people cheated on their taxes. For example, if everyone cheated, about 1/4 of the respondents would say the spinner is right. If no one cheated, about 3/4 would say it was right. Spinners and other randomizing devices provide a way to get honest answers to personal questions without violating anyone's privacy. Randomized surveys have been used to find out about drugs, abortion, and even shady practices in selling cars. This moment of science comes from Indiana University, with production support from the Office of the Provost. I'm Don Glass.